time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. We've got some interesting topics, I think, today. I want to tell you about some of my properties because this is, as I said, All About Real Estate. Take notes if you would like to ask me a question. You can call us at 410-922-6680, or you can call or text after the show, 410-530-2400. I have a really very special, long, gorgeous, immaculate rancher in Stevenson. It's a mid-century modern. It's on a double lot of an acre and a half. It's five bedrooms. It's three baths. It has a free-form swimming pool. It has every window replaced. It is in probably the best condition of any resale home I have ever seen. This home is at 3506 Garden View Road. This is in Stevenson, 21208. If you'd like to see a beautifully maintained, move-in ready home with a swimming pool, with a full basement, give me a call. Another home that I have is, I've got over 2 acres. Think about having a home on over 2 acres in the Phoenix area of Jacksonville, which is still Baltimore County. I hear great school systems. This is a 5 to 6 bedrooms. It has 3 primary bathrooms. It has a 20-foot ceiling. It has decks. It has balconies. It has a separate large 1 bedroom and den, living room, dining room, kitchen, laundry, separate apartment, perfect for boomerang kids, in-law suites, out-of-state company, lots and lots of things. One of the things we were thinking about, if you are living and moving into Baltimore, if you're working in Baltimore already, maybe you haven't sold your home in the state that you're in, that you could move into that furnished studio apartment, live there until your home is sold, and then bring all of your furniture and kids and good things into the real house. It's a real perk. Both of these homes that I talked to you are ready to go to settlement as soon as you're ready. We can do it in a matter of weeks. Another property that I have that is a great buy is 3123 Betlow James Place. This is a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 3-level split. It has a huge fenced backyard. It has all the systems updated, it including heat, air conditioning, windows are good, hot water, laundry, and it even has a new generator. Interested in a split level, 3-bedroom, single-family home with a large, large level background, a screened-in porch. It's at 3123 Betlow James Place. Give me a call on any of these properties so we can tell you more about it. Wanted to start talking to you today. This one might be more about real estate agents or for real estate agents than the public, but I wanted to talk about something that I think doesn't get mentioned enough in real estate, And that's how much we depend on each other as agents. We think of, sometimes people will say, your competition, or you don't want to talk to them. That's your competitor. But the truth is they are not competition. The other agents are not our competition. They are our customers. Each real estate agent is another real estate agent's customers. Think about it. I have your house listed. I want another real estate agent to bring their buyers to see your home. Think about it. If you're working with me as a buyer, I'm going to take you to possibly other real estate agents' listings, and I will be their client, their customer. So just think about how wonderful it is when so many of us are working together, when we have this good rapport, and agents really do watch each other's backs. They share advice. They make sure our listings look professional. But who really benefits from that? It's you, the client. And I love this idea of agents helping other agents. I'd really like to talk more about that. When you see a mistake in the multiple list, if you see an infraction, if you see something that just should not be there, instead of reporting it as a violation, pick up the phone, call that real estate agent, say, hey, you've got an oops in your listing, take care of it, and that winds up making you another way of being friends and customers. We have a caller on the line. We have Bridget on the line, and this is not Bridget Mortgage Mama. This is Bridget Oppenheimer, and I am so happy that you're calling in. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Margaret. How are you today?
I couldn't be better. One of the reasons, Bridget, that I'm talking about how we as real estate agents are customers of each other is really something that you sparked. And do you want to tell us what happened? Do you want me to?
Well, I'll do my very best, okay? So I have been in this industry over 15 years as a full-time agent, and I recently had a listing that I was very frustrated with because it's a very popular community, and the unit is a first floor unit with no steps, and the property should have sold very quickly. So, you know, we did what we do. We repositioned the price lower to try to attract some more showings, and still not a lot of showings and no offer. So I became very frustrated, and I decided to reach out to Margaret, who is extremely professional and extremely giving, and I knew she would help me, and she did. So she took a look at the listing and walked me through with her eyes what she saw that could be improved. So I took that information to my sellers, and we made those changes as of the Friday. Today's Sunday. As of Friday night, I got the changes in the MLS. And guess what, Margaret? I haven't even told you this. I got my first appointment in almost a month for Monday.
I love it.
We made those changes.
I absolutely love it. Now, let me go back and say, Bridget, what company are you with?
Cummings & Company Realtors.
So this is another real estate agent from another real estate company who is saying, why aren't I getting any showings on this? Let me see somebody who really works this area, feels comfortable enough to pick up the phone and say, Margaret, what do you think? Why isn't this selling? And I took a look at it, and I say, this should really, really be selling. It's desirable. It's the only two-bedroom, two-bath condo that has no steps in the Stevenson Village area. It is what everybody's looking for. The kitchen is updated. You've got granite counters. Your bathrooms are new. And I said, but when we look at the photographs and when we look at the copy, it's missing something, because you and I, Bridget, know that not everybody reads the MLS comments. Agreed?
I do agree, yes.
Okay. So one of my suggestions was to take the good pictures, like that showed the granite tops, the pictures that showed the new bathroom, the picture that showed that it was a first floor. In those pictures, go ahead and put captions on that so that, you know, a picture says 1,000 words or more, or $1,000, that when you look at it, you look at those photos, and right away you see that those are the items that are important, not how close it is to the Beltway and not that it's got a swimming pool, but somebody who's looking for a first floor accessible condo, which is a very, very limited unit that we have in the Baltimore area. I have no doubt that this will probably sell very quickly, and I'm glad you got your first call on that. And I'm wish maybe next week you'll call and say it was sold.
I hope so, Margaret.
Well,
I thank you again.
I'm pleased that it's working. I'm pleased that you felt good enough about picking up the phone and calling me. And let's do this some more. Right now, we have another caller on the line. We've got Eileen. Eileen, good afternoon.
Well, hello, Margaret Rome. How are you?
I'm awesome. Is this Eileen from Florida?
This is Eileen Burns, Hollywood, Florida, Transstate Commercial Real Estate, and business colleague and friend of Margaret Rome.
So
we've done a referral, Margaret.
Yes.
And your man in Baltimore was going through probate. Margaret picked up the phone, called me, and the condo was right around the corner from where I live.
So that's
just an example.
That's what I love about, you all have heard me talk about Active Rain and how we all get together. We get together every week with a Zoom call. There's all, you know, usually around 25 of us on every single week. We've been doing this since before COVID, and it's just a way of us sharing ideas. We have a different topic every week. We have a different speaker every week, or sometimes we just have a round table. Eileen, you're the best at asking questions and interviewing the people on our Zoom, and I can't thank you enough. This is not a paid position, guys, but we all love what we're doing. We're helping each of us become better real estate agents. And Eileen, give us your information in Hollywood, Florida, so that if we have someone listening who's interested in buying or selling in that area, I think you mainly specialize in commercial, but tell us how to reach you. And just in case you don't get the information, you guys can always call me and ask me. So give us your information, Eileen.
So my telephone number is 954-483-3912. And I specialize in high-end luxury homes in East Hollywood, East Hallandale Beach, all along the coast, from Miami to Fort Lauderdale. I do go to Palm Beach occasionally. But with the theme of today's call, Margaret, I was finding, and I am finding in my area, that agents put their listing in the wrong area of town. If you're on the west side of metropolitan Fort Lauderdale, you need to know what that area number is. You can't be on the beach. And that's false advertising if that's the strategy, but oftentimes they just don't realize it was a typo. So I'm with you, Margaret. Pick up the phone, call them before you report it.
Great. Well, thank you so much. We are at that time that we do need to take a break. Eileen, I appreciate your call. And if you've got any other questions or comments, anybody, active rainers or buyers or sellers, give us a call. Our number is 410-922-6680.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com, read her daily blog, or call 410-530-2400. Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Wake up to the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
I want the truth.
Then check back frequently for the latest news and updates throughout the day.
Very shagadelic.
On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. I want to thank Bridget Oppenheimer from Cummings and Eileen Burns from Hollywood, Florida for calling in. And it brings up a question that I've been asked, that we've all been asked. Why hasn't the house sold? What's wrong with it? Well, the house hasn't sold because the right person hasn't seen it. There's this common belief that certain houses just don't sell. Maybe it's because of the layout's unconventional. Maybe the architecture's a little eccentric. Maybe the finishes reflect a very specific style. I remember one home, long time ago, It had been on the market. I went in. Somebody asked me to help them sell it. I took the listing, and it was done in purples and golds. I kid you not. It even had a tiger tail painted that ran through on the walls and the ceilings. And the seller, now this house had been on the market for maybe a year, with a relative of theirs, no takers. I took the listing on, and he said, "Are you going to make me repaint and redo my house?" And I went, "Absolutely not." It's a huge house, and to do that, it's just not feasible. So did my advertising, all the good stuff that I do, and I remember a real estate agent walked in, took me to the side and said, "How can you put this house on the market with these colors?" And I said, "What color would you like it? Write it in an offer. We'll have the house painted." And her comment back, "Oh, no, we didn't like the area anyhow." So listening to what somebody says why the house hasn't sold is not always, most of the time, is not the reason it hasn't sold. It's that the right person hasn't seen it. The right person who came to purchase this house, guess what her favorite color was? Purple. And what this buyer did, purchased the house, it was perfect for her, and asked for the name of the designer who did the purples and the golds and the tiger tails, asked for that decorator's name and number, and she continued the theme outside and redid whatever the other agent hadn't finished doing. So again, it's not so much that it's a purple house, it's that the right buyer hasn't seen it. Now, do I recommend that you decorate your house in purples and gold? Absolutely not. If your home needs painting, I would certainly tell you, let's make it neutral so it would appeal to other people. But if you've got a really unusual home that has lots of unique features to it, it's not going to be the paint color that does not sell the home. It's going to be that the right buyer has not seen it. And that's what I'm trying to get across. So many times someone will come into one of my unique properties and make a comment with, "This has been on the market for 30 days and you know, it's not sold. What's wrong with it?" And my answer right away is the right person hasn't seen it. When you've got a home that's somewhat unique, that is in a location that's unique, maybe it's got, you know, 5 bathrooms and 2 bedrooms, something really kind of odd. Maybe it's sitting on the beltway. Maybe it is a farm out in the boondocks. Maybe it's a log cabin. All of these unusual homes take longer to sell. And the reason is it takes longer to zero in to that very specific property. Now, no, all of my homes do not take a long time to sell. It's how can I get to that right person? How do I market it? And that I do through this radio show, and I do it through my print advertising. I do it. You hear me talking about Active Rain and like the agent who just called, and she's got a listing, I've got a listing, we show each other. So that's how we do it. It's not just a matter of what we used to say, doing the 3 P's, which are put it in the multiple list, put a sign in the ground, and pray. That is not enough to get your property sold. Well, I guess it is if you priced it low enough. So be careful when you as a buyer are listening to friends and family and even other agents who say, something must be wrong with that. It's been on the market too long. Take a look and see if it may not be the right home for you. Also a good idea as you're looking through the multiple list and looking through the properties, maybe there's a buy for you when you see a home that has been on the market longer than usual. Maybe that house is right for you, and maybe you could get a really good buy. Maybe the seller is ready to negotiate and deal with you. Maybe they're ready to go right away, and you're ready to go right away. Or maybe they're waiting for their place in maybe another state to be finished building, or to be for the other sellers to get out. In that case, maybe you can wait for them. A lot of it has to do with timing. So again, if you've got something special, if you've got a home that's unique, if you've got a home that's not what I have coined as a clone-onial, which is what Marilyn believe, really, that's what you buy when the parents are involved and they say, this is the kind of house you need to buy, a two-story colonial, which are great houses, in the perfect school system with a side-loading garage. And this is what most of Maryland absolutely wants. I tend to sell and help people buy those unusual, hard-to-sell properties. And every single one of my properties has a special, very special story. So I like to talk about how we market it, what the strategy is, how can we find that right buyer to your door, and it's the one that's going to fall in love with your home. Sometimes I will ask the sellers to write a letter to their home. They can explain the things that they love the most about the house, the features that got them to purchase the house. Maybe it is the location, maybe it is the school systems, maybe it is how easy it is to walk to places, those kind of things. And then when you've got a buyer interested enough who's saying, what's wrong with this house? It's been on the market too long. You show them this letter, how much the home is loved and cared for by the present owner and how they made it their own. I think when you see that, that helps you see how unique the property is and why you would want to consider that home. And one of the things I have found out, if you're the kind of buyer who needs to bring your sister-in-law back or your mother-in-law back or your neighbor back to verify and confirm that it's the right house for you, I can probably say to you, when those people come, it is not going to be the right house for them. If you're not secure enough in buying a home that is not a true clone-onial, if you're not secure in knowing what you want, I find that the people who live in these unique, interesting homes know what they want. They are their own people. They don't need somebody else's approval to live in a mid-century modern, to live in a home that was once a barn, to live in a home that has five bathrooms and two bedrooms and sits on the beltway. They fall in love with the house. They fall in love with the uniqueness. And if you're thinking about buying or selling, please give me a call. If you've got a real estate agent, give me a call. Maybe I already have that house that you're looking for. Maybe I know about that house that's coming on the market. I've got several, more than several people right now who have very, very unique homes that I can't even talk about because they're not on the market yet. But if And if you or your agent call and says, this is what I'm looking for, this is the area I need, this is the style I need, this is the price range I need, this is something unique, I may have that buyer, that seller already lined up. Then I can go to that seller and say, it's time to put your home on the market. I think we've got somebody interested in it. Let's move forward. And that's how a lot of deals can be made, because when your home is that unique, you sometimes don't want to put it on the market. You don't want a boatload of people walking through it. You want very specific people. And so that works. If you've got that kind of house, give me a call. We are at that time to take a break. You're listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
This is Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
The Kim Klasick Show.
School choice should be a no-brainer, especially if you want to give these kids, and I would say kids of color, and a better opportunity in cities like Baltimore, right? Why would you be against that? In my view, those that are against school choice for those in the city of Baltimore, it is very hard to convince me that that doesn't seem what a person on the left would consider racist.
The Kim Klasick Show. Weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. If you're thinking about selling your house, not this year, maybe next year, 6 months from now, a year from now, maybe you haven't decided where to go, it's not too soon to start talking about it. Call your real estate agent. Find out what's available. Find out where you're going before you put your home on the market. It's really very difficult when you buy another home and you still have a home to sell. You've wound up taking care of two homes. And if they're not in town, that is a real concern. So again, need to kind of be aware of what's happening with the market and how soon you want to do it. And there are ways that you can write that into a contract. If I have somebody right now who is thinking about going to an adult living place, and I said, how soon are you ready to go? And she says, well, we're on the waiting list, and the waiting list could be, you know, 2 months. It could be 6 months. We don't know. What do? I can't move until I sell my house. And I said, you know what? There is a way to take care of that. We can put your home on the market, and we make sure that the other agents know it's in the multiple list, that you need to find your new home, your home of choice, before you can settle. Now, sometimes people will be able to settle and allow you to stay there while your place is being ready. Sometimes they will wait for a long settlement. Of course, you'd get enough of a deposit, a down payment, so it would be uncomfortable for them to walk away from. But that way, you know that your home is actually under contract and you don't have to worry about moving twice. I've seen that with people. They get their home sold, and then they do not have the next home to go through. They thought it would be ready. It's not quite ready. And that there is a panic. I've seen people who've had to move in with relatives. I've seen young families who've moved in with their parents and their in-laws, what they thought was going to be a week or so, and wound up being several months. So again, see and talk to that real estate agent that you're working with to see how you can coordinate the time you move, the time you sell, and how that is done and how you're protected that way. Again, sometimes I call it a I'll buy this house when my house is sold. A reverse contingency. Sorry about that. I'll buy your house when I sell my house. And some people, that's good, especially first-time home buyers. They're in apartments. They don't need to move right away, or they've got that flexibility. They may be able to give you that time so that you are convinced that your home is sold, but that you don't have to make a move before your home is ready. Got a little windy about that one, but I think that's really important. That's one of the questions I get a lot. They want to move. They want to sell their house, and then I'll say, where are you going to move? And they have no idea. And they say, well, everybody says I have to sell my house before I move. Again, these are the kinds of conversations that you should be having with your real estate agents, whether it is a small condo, whether it is a McMansion. Find out what your needs are. And as I've said before, the right time to sell, the right time to buy is when you're ready and when your home is ready. There is no springtime, August, September, December. The time is right. Home sale every single day. So when you and your home are ready, that's when the time to sell is. You are listening to All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-922-6680.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM Baltimore, and worldwide on WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Room Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2000.
2400.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. Another property I want to tell you about, another unusual property. It is a stone cottage. It's about 80 years old, and it is in perfect condition because it's owned by someone who has background in architecture, and every inch of the home is done to perfection. There are handmade knobs. There are antique hardware. The floors you can walk through, they're smooth, they're original, they do not squeak. Unusual for an 80-year-old house. The walls, smooth as glass, plastered perfectly. It has a new bathroom. It has two bedrooms and one bathroom. It has an attic that is finished enough. You could have bedrooms up there. It has a finished basement. You could have rooms down there. It is sitting on a lot in the Cheswold area, one of the prettiest pieces of landscaping, of creating privacy in a home that I ever remember. The privacy is created by basically rooms that are created by keeping the bamboo in shape. There's like rooms with bamboo walls. Hard to explain, but again, if you go to my website or you Google the address, which is 6240 Woodcrest Avenue, 21209, you will see what I'm talking about, that type of privacy. Even though it's not that big of a lot, you feel like it is much bigger, and it is extremely, extremely private. If you're looking for a cozy stone cottage in perfect condition that has all the systems updated, much, much bigger gas furnace than you need in a home this size, much bigger air conditioning than you need in a home this size, a 100-year or more turn tin roof. Very unusual to put that kind of a roof on a home that is only a two-bedroom, one bath. It is, I think, a work of art. If you're interested in seeing this beautiful, immaculate stone cottage in the Cheswold area on Woodcrest, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. And one of the things when we talk about being ready to buy your house or shopping for your house, make sure that before you actually are starting to go around with a real estate agent, before you're ready to put a contract in, before you're getting your heart set by going to open houses that may be way out of your price range, start by getting a loan approval. If not, you can make some costly mistakes. Maybe you wind up falling in love only to find out it's not within your price range, or maybe you find out that you are falling for a house and you really could have afforded the better neighborhood, the better school system. Knowing what you can afford, getting pre-approved for a mortgage before you start your house hunting is a major smart move. And no, it's not the most thrilling part of home buying, but it will set you up for success, because if you go out there and you find a house that you absolutely love, chances are you're not going to be the only one who loves it. And if you find something that you say, I can't live without this, you are prepared right there to make an offer, to have a pre-approval, or to have your proof of funds there. It saves you time. Otherwise, you could waste hours looking at homes, as I said, and finding out they're either too expensive, or you're not qualified for them, or the seller, you know, is can't accept a lower price on it. Concentrate on your budget and what you're able to purchase from the very beginning. Now, also figure out, you know your budget, but what if you found a home that was absolutely perfect, that maybe mom and dad would help? Find that out up front also. You're going to try to stay within your limit, but if you have that parental help that they would like to see you in a special home that you fall in love with that's right for you and your family, there's a chance that you may be able to get some of that help. And also, sellers are much, much more serious about looking at your offer when they know you're serious, when you can prove that you have a loan approval, when you can show the proof of funds, that you can show the gift letter from the parents. And the pre-approval is straightforward. A good lender will guide you through it. A good lender will give you that pre-approval letter before you start showing houses and seeing houses. And when you do see that house you like, the only thing we have to do is pick up the phone, call that lender, and say, okay, here's the address of the house, here's the price of the house, here's the taxes on the house, do a new approval letter for us proving that they can move forward on this house. That gives the seller the confident to maybe take your home, to take your contract over another buyer, because you're organized, you are proving that you can move forward with the financing. And sometimes you can maybe make a little bit of a better deal because you have convinced the seller that you are so sure that you can move forward with that closing. And again, it's easy to do. You can get your pre-approval over the phone. Make sure that you are using a lender that you know. Make sure you're using a lender that someone you know has used, has been had a success with it. Make sure you're using a lender that is referred to you, that you're not just going on the internet and finding the lowest rate and doing that. I hear the music. It is time for us to say goodbye for this week. This is All About Real Estate, and you can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400.